Hello and welcome to a new edition of Rai Argentina to the World. This is the foreign service of Argentina's public national radio, transmitting from the city of Buenos Aires via the shortwaves of WRMI, that's Miami Radio International, and also via rai.com.ar. I'm Fernando Farias, and I'm bringing you the latest edition of Rai in Lockdown. We've been in a lockdown for practically 2 months already because of the coronavirus pandemic, as it has happened all over the world, even though some countries are easing down restrictions, and Argentina is no exception. But here in Buenos Aires, we've got the main hotspot of the outbreak here in Argentina, and that's why many of us, including RAI's staff, remains working from home. Regardless of the situation, we've been very, very active. If you haven't listened to RAI for a couple of weeks, you're gonna discover on our website that we've been very productive, creating new content, launching a new program that has been very successful called Made Home, Made in Casa is a combination of languages, sorry. M-I-C, Hecho en Casa, Made at Home, Made in Casa is the name of this new program that we've created, an hour-long program bringing together the 8 languages RAE broadcast in, that is making us very, very proud, and it's having very good repercussions. On our website you can also find the timetables for WRMI transmissions via the relay in Okeechobee, Florida, United States. And I don't want to forget to mention our brand new YouTube channel that brings you content from Argentina produced by us in 8 languages. You look this up on YouTube as RAI Argentina and you'll get our YouTube channel, in which I had the pleasure of uploading a video, a recipe of me and my family showing you how to make Argentine style empanadas. And coming up, I'm gonna be uploading a new clip to our YouTube channel, so subscribe to it, RAI Argentina. Okay folks, that's it for this intro. We're gonna have on today's program an interview with an Aerolíneas Argentinas pilot on a very important operation the flag carrier of the country has been carrying out in the context of the coronavirus pandemic. And also we'll be talking about Argentina's national anthem, and I'll tell you in a couple of minutes why we are picking this week to talk about our national song. Okay, let's get started with a little bit of music. And this past week, the legendary Stevie Wonder turned 70, and well, loads of people celebrated his birthday on social media. And here in Argentina, many people summon friends with whom they share a musical taste, to celebrate Stevie's 70s. Stevie's birthday, el cumpleaños de Stevie, by obviously playing music and toasting to his health. It was some kind of a virtual meeting, yet another excuse for people to gather online and replace the face-to-face encounters with hugs and with handshakes and with kisses that we've been avoiding because of the lockdown, because of the quarantine, because of coronavirus. And Stevie is somebody, an artist, that has touched many Argentines. His concert here in Argentina, which came in December 2012, and yours truly had the pleasure of attending, was unforgettable, an unforgettable, not only musical, but spiritual experience. And to celebrate Stevie Wonder's birthday, I'm gonna be playing a little bit of the song that me and my wife chose to enter into our wedding back in 2009. Welcome to Raya Lockdown. This is Stevie Wonder's You Are the Sunshine of My Life. Welcome. Okay, folks, continuing with our English language program of RAE Argentina to the world, we're going to have a talk to Juan Pablo Mazzieri. He's a pilot, a commander of Aerolíneas Argentinas. Aerolíneas is the flag carrier of Argentina. I've spoken to him a few days back on the Spanish language program, and now I have the pleasure of having him down the line on the English language program. Hello, Juan Pablo.
Hello, Fernando. How are you? Nice to see you.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very much for this contact. Well, the reason I'm contacting you is the same I had for calling you on the Spanish language program. I want you to tell me and to tell our listeners about that operation that Aerolíneas Argentinas carried out more than a month ago, or started carrying out more than a month ago, starting with this air bridge between Argentina and Shanghai, a direct flight between Argentina and China to bring over to the country much needed medical supplies. And I know that you were part of that very special operation on its first edition. Isn't it so?
Yes, it's a affirmative. I was part of the first flight to China, and it was a special flight, not because the specific operation, but due to the context of the war now, or current status related with COVID-19. And well, this one of the situation, the other situation, or the other fact of the flight is the long of the flight.
It's a very long flight. How long is it?
The flight was approximately 15 hour flight times. Well, it was a special flight, not because the specific operation, but due to the context of the war today, the current status related with the COVID-19, that was very difficult, the planning of this kind of flight. So the navigation department of my company had to choose among three available chances to fly, one through Europe, the other one fly through South Africa, and the third choice was to fly through the Pacific Ocean with a stopover at Auckland in New Zealand. Finally, the first two options were discarded. The first one, because Europe is with a medical status very complicated, and maybe would be dangerous for the air crew in the case of unexpected stopover there. And the second choice was discarded in the flight from Durban, South Africa, to Shanghai. We have a very long leg over the water, and we didn't comply with the requirements that we need to have an airport no more than 3 hours from the planned route. So finally, the navigation department of my company has decided to go through the Pacific Ocean with a stopover at Auckland with a flight time of 16 hours, this first leg, and then continue to Shanghai 12 hours more to finally arrive to Shanghai. And the second problem that we faced It was the long of the flight, and we need a special authorization of the aeronautical authority here in Argentina, and well, we finally got it.
How many hours in total was the flight, including that stopover in New Zealand?
Total flight time was 55 hours.
55
and,
hours.
We were on board of the plane 64 hours.
Mm-hmm. And you said you needed authorization from the Argentine aviation authorities, and this is because I suppose the rest time for the crew and that kind of thing. I mean the human factor, or also a technical factor.
No, it was a human factor. There are rules here in all the country. There are rules that put the how long can you fly and the rest periods. And of course, this round trip exceeds all these times. So we need this special authorization of the aviation authority here in Argentina.
Because if you're telling me that in total was 55 hours just to go there from Buenos Aires to Shanghai with a stopover in Auckland. So in total, we're talking about more than 100 hours for a round trip.
No, the round trip was 55 hours. So
the round trip. The
round trip was 55 hours. Yes.
Ah,
the total miles of the distance that we totally flew was 22,000 miles, almost a round trip around the world.
Exactly. Well, in this case, Argentina is pretty isolated from the northern hemisphere in a context like this. When we say that Argentina is very distant, in this case, it becomes very true.
Yes. Affirmative, and the problem that we have here, because many people ask me, why don't a cargo plane goes to bring the medical supply from China? The reality is that today there are not cargo planes available to do this. We need the medical supplies very urgently here in Argentina.
Yeah.
And this is an operation that not only Aerolíneas Argentina is doing, but a lot of company with passenger aircraft are doing the same operation. So it's a good idea, and it's good that Aerolíneas is being used as a tool for the society here in Argentina.
Absolutely. And how the crew was integrated? How many people took part in this operation? How many pilots? How many co-pilots?
The crew was integrated by 18 people, 4 captains, 8 first officer or co-pilots, 4 technician flight engineers, and 2 flight dispatchers.
Okay. And what was the loading procedure in Shanghai? I suppose that you had to follow all kinds of medical, to take all kinds of medical precautions. Were you able to onboard the plane, to get to the terminal over there in Shanghai? Were you wearing protective gear? What was the loading procedure like?
Yes, once that we landed on Pudong Airport, it's a very, very big airport. It's a huge airport in Shanghai, but it's an airport like with no movement except in the cargo area, where we've been parked. And the procedures took us approximately 5 hours, 5 hour time. And yes, the precaution that we had is we couldn't deplane the aircraft. We used the protections for the face, for the body. And well, then the load procedure took up, as I told you, 5 hours. First, we load the passenger section, where we put the boxes on the seat. Then they have been tied, and the technician put a net over the boxes in order to avoid any possible movement in case the turbulence. And then the technician has had a load the cargo compartment.
Yeah, in the luggage area, I suppose.
Yes, in the luggage area, in the normal luggage area, we load the rest of the
time. You usually use for suitcases and whatever the passengers are carrying.
Yes.
And yes. How many, what was the total load? How many tons?
The total load in this first flight was approximately 13 tons. But now it's expected for the following flights, for the next flight, that the seats are going to be removed from the aircraft. So it will be possible to bring more cargo, and approximately near to 28, 29 tons of medical supplies will be able to come to Argentina.
And I remember on the Spanish language version of this talk that we had a couple of days ago, that you mentioned that you need an authorization also from the manufacturer of the aircraft, I suppose in this case Boeing, isn't that so?
Yes, in this case it's Airbus.
Airbus.
Because the plane is an Airbus 330. Yes, you're correct. We need a special procedure from Airbus factory in order to determine how to put the cargo load on the seats in order to protect them, and in order to have a correct balance and performance of the aircraft. So it's not an easy procedure. And in the case that now we are removing the seats from the aircraft, we need an extra procedure. So it takes very long and it's expensive as well, no?
Of course, but this is a procedure in which Airbus, in this case, provides the instructions, but Argentine technicians here carry those instructions out. Am I correct?
Yes, you are correct.
Excellent. Well, I also learned that recently these flights, how many flights have been there already?
Already we have done 8 flights and expected to... 8 flights and expected to have more than 7 or 8 flights more. So total flights will be approximately 17.
So it is correct to call this kind of a round the world airlift.
Yes, it's correct. We created an air bridge between Shanghai and Buenos Aires with all this stuff.
What I was going to say was that I learned that now these flights, when they take off from Buenos Aires on their way to China, they are also repatriating Chinese citizens in coordination with the Chinese government.
Yes, it was an icon flight in the history of Aerolíneas Argentinas, because it's the first time that a plane of Aerolíneas carry passengers to China.
Wow.
So we are very happy to have the chance to do this. And again, it was a very, very long flight, because it was a flight of almost 25 hours with a stopover at Auckland. But in this case, with passengers on board, it's different, because as crew members, you are not as relaxed as you are when you don't have passengers on board. So it's a very stressful
It's a little more...
It
is a stressful already to carry such operation, which you have the eyes of the country on you, expecting these supplies. And now, on top of that, you also have foreign passengers. How many of them?
Yeah. In this particular flight, we carried, or the company carried, because I didn't do this flight, but the company carried 100 passengers.
Wow, that's a lot.
Yes, it was a lot. But the aircraft that actually I'm flying has a place for 247 passengers. So it was at the middle capacity of the aircraft.
Well, Juan Pablo, my final question is, what are your personal impressions, your feelings, being part of an operation like this, being a commander for Aerolíneas in a context like this? What's your personal view, your personal experience?
For me, it was one of the most important flight of my life. It was a very, very rich experience for me. from the position of a worker, have the chance to bring medical supplies for people who really need it, and trying to avoid some death, or helping to avoid the contamination of the COVID-19, is it's nice to be in this position. So I'm very happy to have the chance to do this in that difficult scenario that we had today with the pandemic.
And as you said earlier, this is a good chance to transform Aerolíneas into this very useful tool, as you use that word, a tool in this fight against coronavirus. The flag carrier of the country is really proving its worth.
Yeah. The workers all the time said that Aerolíneas must be a useful tool for the society, and in this case we can show that it's happening. So we expect that this flight continue. We expect that maybe we can continue flying to New Zealand, to Auckland again as a regular flights. And every time that a need is for the society, I hope Aerolíneas Argentinas be there to solve it.
Absolutely. Thank you very much, Juan Pablo. That was Juan Pablo Mazzieri, commander of Aerolíneas Argentinas, Aerolíneas being the flag carrier of Argentina, a state-run airline that has carried some 10 of these flights. This is special flights between Argentina and China to bring tons of medical supplies. That was Juan Pablo Mazzieri on Raya Argentina to the World. Okay, and now, as I promised at the beginning of the program, we'll talk a little bit about Argentina's national anthem, because this past Monday, May 11th, was National Anthems Day, to remember when Argentina's government, early government in 1813, officially adopted what was known up until that moment as the Patriotic March, a song with music by Blas Parera and lyrics by Esteban de Luca, that was published in the Gaceta de Buenos Aires, a local newspaper back then, in 1810, a few months after the Revolution of Independence. And later on, the long lyrics, which were much, much longer, and were quite aggressive towards the Spaniards and Spain in particular, well, all of those aggressive parts were removed many decades later, when Argentina began receiving tons of immigrants, mainly from Italy and from Spain. Here's the version that is official now, and this is the national anthem of Argentina on its week. Thank you. I can't help feeling touched by the national anthem of my country every time I hear it. It's a feeling that I'm sure many of you around the world have when you listen to the national anthem of your own country. Well, that's the national anthem of Argentina, that had its day on May 11th to remember the moment in which it was officially proclaimed as the national song of Argentina in the early days of the country as an independent republic. It was called back then the United Provinces of the Rio de la Plata, just 3 years after the May Revolution and 3 years before Argentina formally declared independence. And with that, the national anthem of Argentina, we come to the end of this edition of Argentina to the World in English. Remember that you can find our program on rai.com.ar. This and other shows, the Made in Casa, programs and content and podcasts in 8 languages, and the timetables of the shortwave transmissions on WRMI. Remember that you can send reception reports and we reply them with digital QSL cards. You have to send them to qslrai@gmail.com. I'm Fernando Farias. Thank you for listening, and hasta la próxima.